In travel news, for July 15th, 2024, we talk about Venice's controversial 5 euro day trip fee, which raised about 2.2 million euro, but faced criticism for failing to reduce over-tourism and crowding, leading to considerations of future increases. But before we begin, I'm Brandon with the Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that makes travel so easy, even a blind traveler like myself can do it. And now, today in travel. Venice has long struggled with over-tourism, and in an effort to combat it, the city introduced a day-tripper fee. Despite raising 2.2 million euro in revenue, which is roughly $2.4 million US, the fee has faced significant criticism and opposition. In an effort to manage the overwhelming number of tourists, Venice officials introduced a 5 euro day trip fee, which is right around $5.46 US. This fee was charged on 29 days through the year, primarily targeting weekends and holidays when the city experiences peak tourist influx. Despite initial opposition and delays, including those caused during 2020, the fee was finally implemented. City data revealed that during the first 11 days of the trial period, an average of 75,000 visitors entered Venice daily. This figure is significantly higher than previous years, indicating that the fee did little to dissuade tourists from visiting during peak times. City officials had hoped the fee would help manage the crowds and reduce the strain on local infrastructure. Over the past 2.5 months, nearly 450,000 tourists paid the day tripper fee, resulting in 2.2 million euros in revenue. According to city officials, the money is earmarked for essential services such as maintenance, cleaning, and garbage removal, all of which are more costly in a city built on canals. Additionally, the fee was seen as a measure to prevent UNESCO from blacklisting Venice for inadequate upkeep. However, the fee has been branded a failure by critics, including opposition city council members. They argue that the tax did not make Venice more livable for residents, as narrow walkways and water taxis remain as crowded as ever. Activists also protested the fee, claiming it failed to address the root issues of overtourism and did not significantly impact visitor numbers on peak days. Looking ahead, Venice officials are considering doubling the day tripper fee to 10 euro in 2025. The city's top tourism official indicated that the levy will be reinforced despite the criticism. The proposal aims to generate additional revenue and further manage the tourist influx. Nevertheless, opposition remains strong. Critics argue that the increasing the fee will only turn Venice into a museum rather than a living city. They advocate for policies that encourage repopulation of the historic center and place limits on short-term rentals, which they believe contribute to the decline in the resident population. For travelers, the introduction and potential increase of the day tripper fee means additional costs when visiting Venice. However, it's essential to understand the broader context. The fee aims to preserve the city's unique cultural heritage and maintain its infrastructure. Travelers can expect continued debates and possible changes in the fee structure in the coming years. Venice's day tripper fee trial has sparked significant debate and controversy. While the fee generated substantial revenue, it failed to address the core issues of over-tourism effectively. As the city considers doubling the fee, the focus should shift towards more sustainable tourism practices and policies that benefit both residents and visitors. For travelers, understanding these changes and planning accordingly will ensure a more enjoyable and responsible visit to this iconic destination. Today in Travel is brought to you by The Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that specializes in making travel easier for everyone. From the novice to the expert, from the able-bodied to the disabled traveler, it's our belief that everybody deserves to travel well. Until next time, travel well, my friends.